Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for being part of that. Sarah Heiner's part of that, too. We can't do without her. She's the CEO and president of Bottom Line Publications. Bottomline, Inc., INC.com is the website to find their twice monthly outstanding publication and their annuals. Sarah, you guys have been around a long time. How many years now?
Almost 50. I made that mistake on an interview. By some reason, I had 42 in my head. It's 48 years. It's going to be 48 years in April.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's a great American success story, folks. They do awesome work, and I encourage you to check them out and find out what they have to offer. I promise you, they will help you. Sarah, Tennessee and Florida, and I'm trying to remember, maybe Texas has no personal income tax. And the tri-state area, Connecticut, Jersey, and New York, that little area up there is taxing people to the hilt. And people are thinking about moving. The new tax law hurt them with regard to being able to deduct their high property taxes. People are thinking about moving. Should they think about it before they do?
Well, they need to. I mean, the thing is, you never want to live your life. To me, it's the tail wagging the dog in terms of if you live your life for taxes. What we used to talk at the business about running the business to avoid paying taxes, you never want to do that, right? So you need to make the right business decision. But if you're going to think about it, and in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, yes, we have very, very high property taxes and very high income taxes. So we were not helped out by the new law. But you know what? That's the state's response. You know, it's not the states are. There's a reason that the states have to get their finances in order. But that's a different discussion. Nonetheless, if you're thinking about switching states, you have to. You can't do it casually. So there are things that the IRS these states do not want you leaving. They do not want you taking your tax dollars. So there are things to think about. If you're going to move, you have to fully commit, right? So it can't be like, I've got a house in Connecticut.
I'm going to buy a condo in Florida and claim domicile down there.
And exactly. And suddenly Florida is my new domicile. No, it has to be fully committed. The IRS will look at which house is bigger if there's a significant difference. They're going to look
They won't look at how long you spend there? How much time you
spend? Well, how long you spend there has been a thing forever, right? So if it was about 100, I think it was more than 183 days in one place or another. But it has to be significant. It can't be like 180 in one place, 170 in another, and 6 traveling. You have to significantly show that you're living in that state.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
almost like you're visiting. It almost has to be like you're visiting the high-tech state.
Right. And you can't. You have to, as I said, fully commit. Move your possessions. Now, you might still have furniture there, but if you move your photographs and your, all your dearest possessions, your heirlooms and your photos and all that to your new home, move your safe deposit box to your new home, move your bank accounts to the new place.
You're going to be having to prove this to the states, right?
The states are all over it. You have to make sure that you keep very careful.
And they're fighting for their lives, so they're going to come after you.
They really want that money, especially if you're, if you're tracking your nights, they are going to watch everything. They're going to watch your receipts. They're going to watch your Easy Pass. They're going to watch where you get your teeth cleaned and where your pet's veterinarian
is. My goodness.
They're going to look at the airports that you've flown through the most. So, you know, we go out to Colorado a lot, but they're going to look if, you know, how many times did I fly through the Denver airport versus did I fly to the New York airport?
Mm-hmm.
That they are holding on tight for every single thing.
Instead of reforming their own tax code and their own way of doing business, they're still hanging on to this.
Now, the other thing you have to be careful to do, don't claim resident. So you can't play it both ways also. So you can't move your domicile, right, and you can't say that I'm now a resident of Florida and then apply for a fishing license as a resident in Connecticut.
Right.
Where do you have to vote? Fully commit to it.
Where do you have to vote?
Wherever your new place is.
So if you're claiming Florida and avoid New York taxes, Connecticut taxes, you have to vote in Florida.
You have to fully commit.
Yeah.
Voting.
Yeah.
No longer discounts in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Your bankers, your lawyers, right. Your Indian chiefs all have to be down there.
BottomLineInc.com is the website. You'll find Sarah's awesome blog there, too. Be sure to check them out. Sarah, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will indeed.
We love having you on the show. Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, one of the smartest people we know. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.